Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vanderkirk.
Is there any doubt about what today may be?
I guess not. Not any longer anymore. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Chris.
Looking at aerospace from the Hawaii perspective. Huh?
Well, that's true. And given the fact that we may be very wrapped up in the holidays at this very moment, that hasn't stopped a lot of people looking forward and creating agendas for what is coming in the legislative session in about 3-4 weeks' time. Now, you might not immediately link Hawaii and aerospace, but Hawaii's Aerospace Caucus would have you think otherwise, particularly about the mission and programs of the Pacific International Space Center for Exploration Systems, also called PISES. It's one of the centerpieces of the agenda for the Aerospace Caucus. Senator Glenn Wakai is one of the co-chairs of the caucus, and we sat down after news broke that the Kona Airport Museum honoring Hawaii astronaut Ellison Onizuka would close in March.
I am a fan of retooling our airports around the state, so unfortunately the museum is a victim of that reinvention of our transportation needs. Ellison Onizuka left his mark on the state as well as the entire planet on what he and those in the Challenger did. So I hope that we get to reestablish that. I don't know if there's any specific discussions as to where and how much, but I am hopeful and pretty confident that we will have another Ellison Onizuka Museum someplace else on the Big Island.
The issue of the TMT obviously continues to go on and on. The Big Island very much centered in that discussion, and yet obviously it would affect us statewide. As the Aerospace Caucus is dealing with future issues, how are you considering what may happen with the TMT and what that may mean, depending upon which way it may go, for Hawaii?
That was a huge black eye for the state of Hawaii. Not just for aerospace, but economics in general. You look at the super ferry, gone. You look at TMT, potentially gone. We are not emboldening ourselves to the rest of the world for a great place to make investments. One thing that I think troubles TMT, though, is that we've had those set of telescopes on Mauna Kea for decades. But if you look at the people who work on the mountain, there are about 200 people who work on Mauna Kea. Less than 5% are local kids. When we think about the future of aerospace and job creation, it can't just be seen as let's create jobs. We have to also create pathways for local kids who go to the Ellison Onizuka Museum, who are inspired to have a pathway up to Mauna Kea. And, you put the cultural discussions aside, there's still some troubles with the way we've looked at, implemented, and created all of those fantastic telescopes on Mauna Kea. The unfortunate situation with the TMT doesn't help us get to a better place, but maybe it's reason for us to pause to rethink the way we look at not just aerospace, but technology growth in general.
So what specifically would you like to see happen, you and the caucus?
I would like to see more than just kids having career days and internships, but really identifying a fifth grader who has his eyes on the stars and help him fulfill his dreams. Take him from elementary school through middle school, provide more than just robotics classes, but have a program that's tailored for aerospace and in other industries as well, biology and chemistry and physics. But we can't just talk about STEM as kind of this generic, science is good for everyone. It's got to be more strategic and more focused that there's so many branches of science. Science doesn't mean that you're going to be a great biology chemist in the future if we're only going to focus on robotics. We've got to have a more holistic and more focused view on how we look at STEM education in the state.
Glenn Wakai, you're also sounding as if you're talking about school within a school movement.
I'm all for that. I don't think the one size fits all is the proper way to educate our children. Not every kid is going to go to college, but there can be someone who's like Jake Shimabukuro, who plays a ukulele and makes a gazillion dollars doing it. Someone who's a very successful auto mechanic. They're not failures because they didn't go to college, but we've created the entire educational system wrapped around the belief that success is only viewed in what kind of college you graduated from, what kind of degree you got, and how quickly you got that degree.
One of the programs that you've been trying to get fully funded that might help to bring some more success to Hawaii would be the PISES program. Tried last year to get it fully funded, tried to get the laser optical communications ground station funded. Going to try again this year?
Yes, we are, amongst other things. Try to get money for a drone research facility. A number of things. You know, one of the struggles at the legislature is that not enough of my colleagues see the value in technology and the value in specifically in aerospace. We're so used to agriculture and tourism being the economic drivers. we're almost risk averse to go into this new area. And nothing ignites the human imagination more than space exploration. And, you know, unless we pivot a little bit of money into this arena, we're always going to be stuck as a service economy. And that's the difficulty in getting funding for Pisces, for the laser ground station, for a number of really neat opportunities for the state. You know, the idea of keep the country resonates well in some corners, but it's a hindrance for progress in other corners. I'd like to see us have 1 foot well grounded in our past, but our eyes on the future possibilities. And my frustration is really expanding the scope of what economic development is for the state of Hawaii. It's got to be more than just service industries.
Some would say that that has been helped by the idea that space exploration was more a thing of the past, and that's a different chapter in American history. And some who would try to revive it with another space program that people would buy into and that would ignite them culturally in the way that we saw happen with, say, the Apollo missions. Do we really need something like that to be able to galvanize political will?
We have lost excitement in Hawaii, lost excitement in America. I was still a young kid when man was setting foot on the moon. My name is Glenn Wakai. I'm named after John Glenn, the astronaut. And so that's maybe my bias towards enjoying aerospace. There's going to be a day when man will want to colonize the moon. Man will want to colonize Mars. That day hopefully will come sooner rather than later. We're just kind of in this dull, dead period of human exploration at this point because of other priorities. In the past, we've seen aerospace really driven by NASA, really driven by governments. Today, the biggest entity that sends things into space is DirecTV. That is an interesting evolution, but kind of, to me, shameful that a private sector who's sending us NFL football on Sundays is the greatest contributor to our space ventures. We should go back to the day when man could really push the envelope and look at what other universes are like.
The private sector is also driving interest in space and exploration in terms of entertainment. Do you see that there's a sort of a disconnect between what we enjoy and are just flocking to, Star Wars, and other of that genre, as opposed to what we're looking toward in reality?
I think they can go hand in hand. I think the Star Wars actually fuels people's interest in this arena. That bodes well for the opportunity. It's just a matter of how we're going to galvanize make-believe into real-life, tangible benefits for mankind. You look at the idea of space tourism, rocketing our tourists into the stratosphere for a zero-gravity experience. That's being fueled by the private sector as well. Google Galactic, Virgin Galactic. So I think we're going to have more private sector driving space exploration with hopefully some level of government oversight.
And finally, for this next session that's going to be here before we know it, What will mean a big win for you from all the things that are on your list and several of which that we talked about today?
I would like to see us spend a lot more focus on economic development. We read in the paper a lot of times about the troubles of society for unsustainable programs, homelessness, healthcare, all important, I give you that, but all without any kind of payback for the greater community. Economic development is one of those areas where we pay very little attention to, but if we paid a bit more attention and more dollars and resources into investing into economic development, we would see handsome dividends to pay for better prisons, to pay for better hospitals, to pay for better schools. So I'd like to see this legislative session have a little bit more of its $13 billion plus budget devoted to economic development and a little bit less on some of these unsustainable programs that we continue to fund.
We'll talk more as the session progresses.
Look forward to it.
State Senator Glenn Wakai is the co-chair of the Hawaii Aerospace Caucus. We'll be talking with other caucuses in the coming weeks. You're listening to The Conversation on statewide member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. It's now 8:16, and coming up, more from Hawaii Island, where an artist breaks down the creative process. But first, here's your backyard quiz.
Ole hua, oni hau, Okawa, Oahu, Omolokai, Olanai, Omaui, Okahoʻolawe, O Hawaiʻi.